Often you hear the word Zen. Sometimes it's used alongside Buddhism. So people say it's Zen Buddhism. And then sometimes people use it in a way, for example, they would say he's looking Zen. And probably what they mean to say is he's looking very calm and in a peaceful state. So what really is Zen? And what do these Zen followers do? So Zen Buddhism, it's a school of thought in Buddhism which is practiced in mostly in Japan. And if you get to the core of it, the word Zen, it comes from a Sanskrit word for meditation. It's called dhyana. Dhyana sort of translates to meditation in Sanskrit. And it's also close to the word chan in Chinese, which also means the same thing, meditation. So then it got distorted from dhyana in India to chan in Chinese and zen in Japanese. So that's the key idea, that you meditate. But it's much more than that, because eventually in many Buddhist practices you strive to attain nirvana or enlightenment through various meditation techniques, and based on that you have different schools of thoughts. So one of them is Zen. So what is Zen? Zen is a journey of exploration and a way of living that you can include in Buddhism. But even if you don't include any religion or any tradition in it, that's fine. It's just an individual path that anyone can take. It is about experiencing life. And the idea is to remove these distinctions between the subject and the object, between you and I, between the spiritual and our ordinary materialistic world. It is about seeing into, directly experiencing and expressing one's true nature. So I'm going to quote one of the Zen masters. The quote goes, "The Zen of doing anything is doing it with a particular concentration of mind, a calmness and simplicity of mind that brings the experience of enlightenment, and through that experience, happiness." And that's probably the heart of most of the Eastern religions, be it Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism. Their fundamental value is nirvana, moksha, enlightenment. And that's the fundamental value if you even study the philosophy. Unlike, let's say, the Western philosophy, which seeks truth, and that's the center of it. But in the Eastern philosophy is the end of suffering, the attainment of enlightenment. That's the core value. And that's what all these traditions, all these religions strive for. How can we meditate? How can we develop Ayurveda? How can we develop different techniques of yoga? So that eventually we put an end to the suffering of human beings. And that all seems fine to a secular mind, but often these go into the supernatural or the spiritual world, where a lot of modern people find it a bit uncomfortable, maybe, or something they don't comprehend, or something they don't prefer when the religions start talking about what is outside our materialistic world. But even if we don't go there and we stick to this materialistic world, we can find a lot of value in that, because as I said, These traditions have been working on developing methods, techniques to put an end to the suffering of various human conditions, various diseases, various mental or physical health conditions. So that's what the yogis or the monks in the Eastern traditions do. And in their efforts to experience this moksha or enlightenment, they spend years and decades in meditation. And that's the same story with Zen. The students of Zen, they concentrate for years on these Zen riddles. And the enlightened ones are those who attain their goal and they experience that flash, that suddenly, instantly, something happens and their life changes forever. But it takes, of course, lots and lots of practice in terms of meditation. And although it's very hard to describe that experience, still, if you were to put it into words, it's called something like the oneness with the universe, where, as I said, there is no distinction between the subject and the object. Because that really goes to the heart of the question, who you are. And most of the time we kind of identify ourselves as our bodies, and then you get into that difficult question of the ship of Theseus, that if you are your body, then it is constantly changing, then what are you exactly? And the Eastern answer, and most of the Buddhist philosophy, the answer is that you are this whole process. You are not a noun, you are a verb, and you are one with the universe. And that's something a lot of these schools of thoughts, through their various meditation techniques, they work on, and something they aspire for, that is to be one with the universe.